Weeksy.
Yeah.
How you going?
I'm doing well.
Zach Weeks, ladies and gentlemen. He's a cast of Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, which has been put on by the Devonport Choral Society. You're starting the run at the Town Hall Theatre in Devonport, what, a week or so?
Next Friday.
Right. Here we go. The 14th. So you've got a lot of shows too.
May 14th through to May 29th. First weekend's Friday, Saturday. Then the next tour, Thursday, Friday, and two shows Saturday.
How long have you been rehearsing?
Since January. We started late January, just before Australia Day. Mm. And now we go through, we're about to jump into the theatre tonight as the cast. We've been bumping in this week, getting everything ready and set up. And it's been a long, fun process.
Did you know much about Buddy Holly before joining the cast?
I knew songs, but I didn't know much about Buddy Holly. I'd heard references in, you know, my favourite shows, Doctor Who, and stuff that based in history, but I never knew much about him. And then we started the rehearsals, and I was like, hold on, I recognise this song. I recognise this song and this song and this song.
Yeah.
And Peggy Sue, like everyone knows the name Peggy Sue, just not everyone realises it's Buddy.
That'll be the day that I die. And, of course, Don McLean's famous American Pie.
Exactly.
The day the music died. Now, I've got a bit of trivia for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that you play country music.
Yep.
You're right into country.
Yep.
What's the Waylon Jennings connection to Buddy Holly?
In the show, we actually...
It's in the show, good.
In a way.
Sort of.
In a way. Not necessarily named, but he's definitely there. In the final tour that Buddy Holly was at, the Winter Dance Tour... that we actually focus on in Act Two, the guitarist in the band, one of the guitarists is actually Waylon Jennings. And if he didn't decide to stay and take the buses rather than take that plane, instead of taking that plane,
he'd be gone too.
He would be gone too.
Yeah, famous day in music history, Buddy Holly, also the Big Bopper and JP Richardson. So they're the three main characters, I would assume.
It's Buddy and... Those two boys, JB Richardson, the Big Bopper, and Richie Valens, they do make an appearance, and it's when they come on stage, we've got some incredible actors with Camille Douglas and Mike Brooke coming on stage to bring those two characters to life as well, and it's almost as if you've just heard their whole story as well. Mm. But this one is primarily Buddy Holly, and it runs through Buddy's life from the beginning, from his the starting point in Lubbock, Texas, moves through his Nashville times, getting into the recording studios. He's being one of the first white acts at the Apollo Theatre in New York, and then all the way to that last tour. So it's primarily Buddy Holly, and the rest of those guys feature in.
Who's playing Buddy?
Ezra Shelton, my best friend. When it came down to the auditions, I said, Ezra, if you're going to get this role, it's going to be either you or me. and when I beat you, I want you to be performing at your best in that audition room. And then he came out, and 2 days later, he gives me a call. He's like, Zach, don't tell anyone, but I'm Buddy.
I'm Buddy.
It was fantastic. So I'm very proud of him. He deserves this role so well, much.
You guys came in the other day and recorded a track.
Just to
prove that it's not a mime show. You're actually playing your instruments live.
Yeah.
And so this is the cast of Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, recorded at the station here a few days ago. This is Peggy Sue, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Peggy Sue.
Let's have a listen. Nice harmonies there too, dude.
That's one of the things we've focused a lot on. There's a few of the songs that our vocal director was like, "Ooh, Buddy and the boys could do a little bit more in that." So we all come in as the crickets with some added harmonies you may not have heard before, but doesn't affect the song whatsoever. Still the exact same Buddy Holly stuff you know and love.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic. I will correct myself too. We, as the crickets, just due to logistical reasons, we do actually mime our instruments, but... you will never know. We've got a guy, Jansen Reynolds, who has never played the drums in his life, but is playing Jerry Allison, the cricket who was the drummer.
Mm.
And you would not be able to tell that Jansen has never picked up a set of drumsticks in his life. He is so on point with his acting that he's literally like right next to our other drummer who's actually playing. You literally, every single beat is... literally hitting it.
Hang on.
It's crazy.
You got another drummer. Explain that.
So we've got our band. We've got the Buddy Holly Orchestra, we're calling them, who are playing all the songs. But then for logistical reasons in terms of stage creating the show, we are acting playing the instruments.
Yeah.
But we are acting them with precision. We have to be sure that we're playing the right thing. Otherwise, there goes our whole job.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, there'll be musos in the audience going, hang on,
that's not a
G chord.
Yeah, I've done that before in a show, and someone looked and was like, you look like you're playing bass, but that other guy, it was a G chord, and he was playing a complete different octave. I was like, ha ha, whoops.
Ha ha. Sid Sidebottom's directing. Is your first time working with Sid? I mean, he's been doing musical theatre for forever. Yeah,
this is my third time working with Sid. I did Young Frankenstein in 2018 with him, and then I was also doing the Full Monty last year before COVID got us.
Did you have to take your full kit off for that or what?
I did.
Wow.
I was the first person you would have seen my bum. but then that got cancelled, and Sid messaged us later in the year, last year, and said, hey, I've got a show for you. He always does this every year. He's like, boys, I've got a show for you.
Yeah.
And we all got ready, and we all got so excited for this one.
Awesome. All right. So it's the Buddy Holly story.
Yep.
And it's on at the Town Hall Theatre at the Parranapple Centre from the 14th to the 29th of May. There's a couple of matinees in there for people who can't go at night to on weekends.
Yep.
Yep, 1:30 for those on the weekends. And you can get your tickets from parranapplearchcentre.com.au.
Or at the box office.
Awesome. Nice to see you again, mate.
Nice to see you too. I'll see you soon.
All right. There's Zach Weeks. This is 7AD, 7BU.